The Pessimist's Guide to Optimism. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Heidi. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are:
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
As humans, we tend to lean towards either being optimists or pessimists. While optimists see the world as a land of opportunity, where everything is possible, pessimists tend to see the negative side of things and anticipate the worst possible outcome. However, there is a unique perspective that combines these two, which is known as the Pessimist's Guide to Optimism.
In this podcast, we will explore the benefits of being a pessimist and how it can help individuals cultivate a more optimistic outlook on life. We will delve into research studies that demonstrate how individuals who plan for the worst, but hope for the best, tend to have better outcomes in life and have a more positive outlook on life. We often hear the phrase, "think positive." While this can be an excellent mantra to live by, sometimes it can be challenging to always stay positive and hope for the best when things are consistently falling apart. Pessimists, on the other hand, tend to plan for the worst-case scenario. It is not that they are negative, but they understand that life is unpredictable, and sometimes, things may not work out as expected. By planning for the worst possible outcome, pessimists develop better coping mechanisms and can adapt quicker to changes in their lives.
Contrary to popular belief, pessimism isn't all bad. In fact, being pessimistic has some benefits. One of the most outstanding benefits is that it helps people to think more critically and identify potential risks. This trait is vital for various professions, from military and law enforcement to doctors and engineers. The ability to identify potential risks and plan accordingly can be a lifesaver.
Besides that, pessimism helps an individual to avoid disappointment. When an individual anticipates a negative outcome, they are likely to be less shocked when things do not go as planned. This helps to reduce stress, as the pessimist has already accepted that things may not work out positively. Regular optimists, on the other hand, tend to have high expectations and suffer disappointment when things don't go according to plan.
Moreover, pessimists tend to have an approach that is more focused on problem solving. They tend to ask themselves, what can go wrong? And strategize on ways to mitigate risks and avoid negative outcomes. This mindset puts the pessimist in a better position to deal with difficult situations that may arise in the future.
However, pessimism can sometimes go too far. When an individual is overly pessimistic, it can lead to anxiety and depression. They may be anxious about potential negative outcomes and be plagued by a sense of hopelessness. In such cases, it is essential to find ways to balance pessimism with optimism. This can involve reframing negative thoughts to positive ones, focusing on the brighter side of things, and seeking help when necessary.
The Pessimist's Guide to Optimism, therefore, is about finding the right balance between pessimism and optimism. It is about planning for the worst and hoping for the best. By adopting this approach, individuals can develop a more realistic outlook on life, and be more prepared for the inevitable ups and downs that come with life.
In conclusion, being a pessimist isn't all bad. It can help individuals develop better coping mechanisms and become more adaptable in the face of adversity. However, it is essential to find a balance that works for the individual. By cultivating a more pessimistic outlook, individuals can become more optimistic and develop a more realistic perspective on life. This approach can lead to more resilience, better problem-solving skills, and overall, a happier and more meaningful life.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.